Sir?
Yeah.
Yes, is this Mr. Vest?
Excuse me?
Is this Mr. Vest?
This is Van Halen.
Oh, pardon me, I had you out of order. Okay, we have your packet as well. Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Daniel Anthony Van Halen III, 268-214.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 16, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
April what?
16th.
Excuse me?
April 16th, 2018, sir?
Yes.
That was your notification of board hearing?
I believe so.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, as this is a telephonic hearing, but in the room is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the acting board chairman and hearing lead. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Van Halen and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Great. Mr. Van Halen, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now keep in mind, there's a vote that passes from phase one to phase two, so if we move to phase two, do not panic. When I read those allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Van Halen, I will now read from your warrant of arrest. According to your warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 16, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated March 14, 2018. Mr. Van Halen, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on about February 19, 2018, as verbally directed on February 16, 2018. You are actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Van Halen, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Van Halen's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Van Halen, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our in-house community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Van Halen was released from ADC custody on 1-12-2018, arrested on 3-19-2018 by Hurricane PD in Utah. New charges, two counts of possession of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to stop for law enforcement. Back into ADC custody on 3/27/18 with an adjusted release date of 9/9/2018 with 28 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. Prior conviction, 2011, narcotic drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. 2016, shoplifting, 2 years and 6 months. Second term in ABC, he has a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, no prior supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2007, possession, sale of marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2011, marijuana violation, Arizona unknown. Also in 2011, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Also 2011, narcotic drug violation, Arizona unknown. Also in 2011, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona unknown. He has a GV score of G3, V3. Status of charges out of Utah. They have closed the case unless he goes back to Utah and commits a new crime.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Mr. Van Nieuwen. Yeah. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on January 12, 2018 with an approved residence at New Solution, 4430 North 23rd Avenue in Phoenix. You never checked in for established residency. But on January 29, 2018, you were approved to reside Traditions, 2429 West Vista Avenue, Phoenix. You were discharged on February 15, 2018 for leaving the residence without permission and taking half a house property and throwing roommates' clothes on the floor. This was your last known address. Is there any place else that you were living on community supervision, Mr. Van Nieuwen?
Is there any way to live?
Any place else that you were living after you were discharged from Traditions?
Yes, I gave my boss an address in Avondale, and he clearly told me that I was out of his jurisdiction to give him the address. I gave him an address, and he said he was going to put it back, or put it in the computer. That's my new address. I currently don't know that full address right now.
Okay, sir. And so how did you end up in Utah?
Excuse me?
How did you end up in Utah?
When I went to Utah?
Yes, sir.
I was trying to see my daughter.
Okay. And when did you leave for Utah?
When did I leave to Utah?
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I was there for a day. I don't remember the day I left, but I was there for one day.
Well, what month did you leave for Utah for that one day?
In March.
Thank you. And were you arrested the day you got there?
Yes, sir.
We have some programming notes that you were referred to the Treatment Assessment Screening Center for Random Urinalysis with a color code PLUM. Looks like that on January 25th, 2018, you failed to submit a sample. On January 29th, 2018, you submitted a sample that tested negative, which we commend you for. And then on February 16, 2018, you failed to submit a sample on the directive of parole officer Herrera. So, sir, you were missing from community supervision for 28 days. I know I asked you about Utah, but for the entirety of those 28 days, what were you doing during that time?
I was basically really just trying to see my family. That was it.
Is some of your family in Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were arrested by the Hurricane PD in Utah. I think they stated what happened there, and so it would seem that those charges were dismissed unless you commit another crime in Utah. Was that explained to you?
Yeah, that was explained.
Okay. Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
Well, I wasn't trying to break off contact with my parole officer. I basically went to a halfway house that was a randomly picked one, and I went there and I ended up relapsing and getting in trouble, and then I went to Utah to see my daughter, and then I got arrested in Utah.
Well, I appreciate you being straightforward with the board. You said that you had a relapse. Did you do drugs or alcohol?
No, it was drugs.
Then do you have a drug of choice?
Huh?
Do you have a drug of choice?
It was heroin.
Well, that's unfortunate. We recognize that heroin is a big problem on the street right now. Have you been able to clean up since?
Excuse me?
Have you been able to clean up since?
Have I been what?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
I'm looking at the OMS notes. The offender was arrested on 319 in Utah. On 314, there was a note put in by Senior Parole Officer Mr. Allen. Said in an attempt to contact the offender, he contacted his last known employer, spoke with Sam Penrod, with P&G Painting, to check to see if the offender was still working for this company. According to Mr. Penrod, the offender had not been working for a company for at least a month. However, Mr. Penrod went on to state that he did receive a text message from the offender on 311, which stated the offender was in Utah, was in dire straits, and asked Mr. Penrod to come get him.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Van Nuel, can you hear me clearly? Can you hear me clearly?
A little bit, yeah.
Is it coming in muffled, or you've had to repeat a lot? I've had to repeat a lot of things today, so is there a problem with the transmission?
Was it the hot clause, or was that traditions?
I'm going to ask this again politely. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Van Nuel, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Van Nuel. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our vote under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think that this is an unfortunate case. I do recognize that Mr. Van Nuel left the state. It sounds like that he wanted to see, I think he said his daughter or family member, and he was arrested in Utah. Fortunately for him, it did not end in a new conviction, but the fact remains that he did abscond from supervision for 28 days. He broke off contact with his parole officer and ended up in contact with another law enforcement agency out of state, all of which are concerns for community supervision, not to mention that I think he's had some ongoing problems with drugs. Therefore, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. All right, hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on The information in warrant number 2018-W0774, our discussion with Mr. Van Nieuwen, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he absconded for 28 days and we could not account for his activity. He left the state and unfortunately relapsed into drug use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Van Nieuwen, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about September 9, 2018, which is about 4 months away, maybe a little less. So we highly encourage you to take advantage of any programs that are available to you inside the Department of Corrections. We do wish you a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you get the phone.